police stations. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. The topic of a bipartisan group of lawmakers who held a rally in New York City's Chinatown at a suspected secret Chinese police station. Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher said Chinese nationals and dissidents who speak out against the Chinese Communist Party are being threatened.
Quote, two options, return to China promptly or commit suicide. These are actual quotes that CCP agents have said to people here on American soil.
Gallagher claims there are more than 100 similar police stations around the world. A rally to support Ukraine was held today on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial just a day after the Russian invasion of that country reached the one-year mark. Ukrainian ambassador to the United States, Oksana Markarova.
We are talking about 365 days of heroic, almost impossible fight. Ukrainians put defending our homes, loved ones, our independence, our dignity, our sovereignty, freedom, and democracy.
Friday, the Biden administration approved another $2 billion in aid to Ukraine. Five people were dead after the crash last night of an ambulance plane in Nevada.
The plane went down about 9:15 local time in Stagecoach, Nevada, southeast of Reno. It took first responders 2 hours to reach the wreckage. The plane was carrying a pilot, flight nurse, flight paramedic, a patient, and a family member. They all perished. The aircraft was a PC-12, that's a single-engine turboprop, operated by a service known as CareFlight. There's no word on what caused the crash.
Fox's Roger Stern. The NTSB is investigating, and the company has grounded its other planes. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Early voting is underway in Chicago ahead of Tuesday's mayoral election.
Polls show Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot currently sitting in a distant third with former CEO of Chicago Public Schools Paul Vallis out in front and Cook County Board Commissioner Brandon Johnson in second. All three are Democrats. Lightfoot is counting on undecided voters to carry her into a runoff vote.
I'm the only one that has the chance and the opportunity and the certainty of beating back Paul Vallis, who wants to take us back to a time that is best forgotten.
No candidate is likely to clear the 50% threshold needed to win Tuesday's election, but the top two candidates would move on to a runoff in April. If Lightfoot fails to make the top two, she would be the first Chicago incumbent mayor to lose in 34 years. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A health warning is issued after a public event in Kentucky.
Attendees at a religious revival held recently at Asbury University in Kentucky may have come away with more than they bargained for. The commissioner of the State Department of Health says a resident of Jessamine County has tested positive for measles. Dr. Stephen Stack says that individual who attended services on February 18th was unvaccinated against the disease. He adds that anyone who was there that day may have also been exposed to it and that all those who have not been inoculated against measles are encouraged to quarantine for 21 days. In addition, they should get the measles vaccine, which the doctor says is safe and effective. According to the CDC, measles vaccine coverage in Kentucky is among the lowest nationwide. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
Iowa State University has received nearly 170 baby tarantulas that were confiscated from the Port of Los Angeles in the illegal pet trading industry. The school says about half of the tarantulas will eventually be offered to other schools. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.